Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on number 965A. Boy, it sounds like I've got a frog in my throat. I don't know what that's due to, but I'm going to have a swig of coffee to hope wash it down. Before I tell you about the news of the week and what it means to you, I should mention to you that we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can go to mypersona.com to find out more. And actually, if you go to our website at you, the owner's manual, at radiomd.com, there's a way of getting 50% off, I think, on your first order at mypersona.com. But you're going to have to find out from the website. I may have said it wrong. It may be a 25% discount on your first order. But in any case, you get a sizable discount at mypersona.com. But go first to radiomd.com and then find out how to get the discount. The stories this week. Simply offering vegetarian choices cuts meat eating 40% to 50%. That's amazing. We'll talk about that. Well, let's talk about them now as we go through rather than I'm going to continue to give you all of them and then we'll go back. Occupational pesticide exposure raises heart risk really big time. What does that mean and how to protect yourself? Fish oil supplements, how much and which ones? They do your heart good. They decrease heart attacks by about 10 to 20%, 20% if you use the right one at the right amount in this major new study. Growing and aging. That's right. The Hispanic population is getting much bigger in America, but unfortunately they're getting dementia of a different type than Alzheimer's, but they're getting it. And just like Alzheimer's, it has a lot of ability to be prevented. And we're going to have to push everybody to prevent dementia if we're going to have a great society. Workers are falling ill, even dying, after making kitchen countertops. Why and what to do about it? And is it a risk for you who buy those countertops? And there is still equine encephalitis, the virus. You need to protect yourself if you're walking at night. Those mosquitoes are still living. And cutting down on sugary beverages, here's what to drink instead, according to a new study. And the last story I want to tell you about, income drops in young adults tied to middle-age cognitive deficits. What do we mean? Why does income and cognition have anything to do with one another? Let me tell you a little bit about our podcast B. This is the A, which is the news of the week and what it means to you. And the B, which is also brought to you by Persona Nutrition, is on 965B, is Robert A. Pope of the Texas A&M Family Medicine Department, talking about something really interesting. I'm going to not tell you what. I want you to download it because it's a surprise. By the way, next week we have William Schomburg writing the big book, The Creation of Alcoholics Anonymous. On 967B will be Karen Wilson, What's Happening with Vaping. She goes into it in detail. She's been intimately involved in that. And 968B, David Sinclair, Lifespan, and this is a great book he wrote, Lifespan, Why You Age and Why You Don't Have to. Last week, we had Jim Carroll, who talked about ultimate memory magic. But let's go back to the news stories of the week. What amount of fish oil do you have to have? 825 milligrams of DHA or EPA. It's not any old fish oil. You want to look on the label and get EPA omega-3 or DHA omega-3. The EPA, DHA will go into EPA. EPA won't go into DHA. So what I would say is get the DHA 900 milligrams a day or 3 6-ounce portions of salmon a week or 5 6-ounce portions of ocean trout a week. And or mix and match them. You want 825 milligrams for your heart, 900 milligrams for your brain. Decreases your risk of heart attack or stroke by 20% if you get that for the heart, and decreases your risk of aging brain by about 6 years. Makes your brain about 6 years younger on speed of processing games, which look like they're very good at maintaining cognition. So, 900 milligrams of DHA omega-3 as a supplement. You can get it vegetarian if you don't want to get it fish. The fish don't make it. They get it from the algae or plankton they eat. That was a study of 13 studies, more than 120,000 adults, and it shows a straight line correlation. The more omega-3, they didn't go higher than 900 milligrams a day, but the more omega-3, the less heart attacks and strokes. The next story is about occupational pesticide exposure. And they found that agricultural workers had an increase in heart attacks by about 50%, heart attacks and strokes. What's the message? Well, it may be that the pesticides are just a marker, a surrogate for what's happening, but it means that if you're doing farming or even farming locally in your own backyard, you should probably put a mask on and be very careful, and maybe gloves, what we call protection equipment.
A quick nutrition break from You, the Owner's Manual. Not sure where to start with vitamins and supplements? Do they confuse you? Persona Nutrition is making your life easier. They'll do the research for you. Take the free 5-minute assessment to find out exactly what you need in terms of a supplement. Get free recommendations based on various factors, including the prescription medications you may be taking. Some medications and supplements can interact by either reducing or increasing drug efficiency. Certain medications can even deplete nutrients, which can cause deficiencies. That's why Persona cross-checks over 1,000 prescription medications and only recommend supplements that have no negative interactions with what you're taking. Persona even divides supplements into separate packs by time of day, so you can easily take energy supplements in the morning and sleep supplements at bedtime. There's an easy way to know that you're getting exactly what your body needs when your body needs it. Get your free assessment now and get 50% off your order. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen. Half off now. personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Simple, more vegetarian choices. This is a study of about 16,000 people in Great Britain. They were all college students. And when they, instead of offering one vegetarian option, they had 2 to 4 at a meal, they decreased their eating of red meat, not only at that meal, but throughout the day, by 40 to 80%. That obviously is good for the environment. It's probably good for their health, too. By the way, we have a follow-up to that story we had last week about meat eating and my annoyance at the investigators, the statisticians who said, showed in every one of the studies that meat was bad for you, but then came to the conclusion it's all right to eat meat. Well, it turns out there was some sponsorship by the meat industry that they didn't reveal, or at least didn't reveal until they were pushed after the studies were published. So, bad boys, or girls, I don't even know which they were. But in any case, red meat increases your risk of heart disease, stroke, cancer, and type 2 diabetes. 3-4 ounce portions a week. Just 3 4-ounce portions. Many people have red meat 6 times a week, but 3 4-ounce portions a week increases your risk of heart disease and stroke by about 8%, increases all-cause mortality by 9%, increases type 2 diabetes by 15%. You have 6 portions a week, it increases your risk of dying from any cause by about 20%. So one of the ways, just by preparing vegetarian, people will eat more of it, they found with college students. And they didn't make up for it by eating more red meat at other times. They, in fact, decreased their red meat at all times. What about Hispanic populations? Well, they're growing. 1 in 5 Americans will be Hispanic by 2050, and they're getting vascular dementia. That is, when you have lack of brain functioning, you can have it caused by a number of things. Alzheimer's disease is the most common in the Caucasian and African-American populations. But in the Hispanic populations, when they've looked at people who are developing dementia, it's caused by simple obesity, lack of physical activity, stress, all those things that age our arteries. And they're developing dementia based on a lack of blood flow to key memory and brain functioning areas. So different, if you will, cause, but the treatment or the prevention is the same. We don't know how to treat dementia in any case, very rarely, but we do know how to prevent it 80 to 90% of the way. And we've gone over that before: stress management, physical activity, their food choices, speed of processing games. Those are all things that help. Workers are falling ill when they're making kitchen countertops. It turns out that kitchen countertops are made with silica. 80 to 90% of the kitchen countertop is silica, if you will, and the dust from cutting it causes silicosis and lung disease, which is killing some workers. How do you prevent it? Using water, using masks, vacuuming, keeping the place clean. And when they do that, no increased risk. Is it any hazard to you if you buy a kitchen countertop? No. It's when they cut it that the dust flies. So don't cut it on your own. Don't trim it or change it once it's in your home. And if someone is doing that in your home, make sure you wear a mask and make sure it is watered down and vacuumed up clean. Triple E, that is equine encephalitis, is a virus that 80% of people who get bitten by a mosquito with this virus, and it's now come into New England and Michigan, and it's prevalent in Florida almost all the year round when mosquitoes are there. So wear long clothes if you're walking in morning or evening when the mosquitoes are out. And put DEET on your skin so they don't bite you, because 80% of the people who get this don't recover completely. They end up with some neurologic disease, and a bunch of people die from brain swelling. Last two stories I want to talk to: what do you do if you want to cut down on sugary beverages? You got to, because it increases your risk of diabetes, obesity, and death. And even if you factor out the obesity, it increases your risk of dying from just one sugared beverage a day by about 10%. And the messages go to tea, coffee, or water that doesn't have sweetener in it. I should mention once again, boy, I don't know, I must be talking too much today. But I should tell you that we are brought to you by Persona. The last story: income drops in young adults, in the millennials. So they looked from 1990 to 2010. And if you had a 25% decrease in your income, that was associated in one period of time when it dropped, even if it came back. Or if you had two or three of these, it showed that your brain shrank. Now, was the brain shrinkage the cause of the income drop or vice versa? We don't know, but they were correlated with one another. So be very careful to do healthy activities if you do have a layoff, or if we go through another recession and have another problem. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. We are in 965A of the podcast, You, the Owner's Manual. Thanks for downloading us. About 50,000 of you do it, a little more than 50,000 every week. And we should tell you, so, more vegetarian choices, It'll cut down on meat eating, which means you'll live longer. If you have pesticides or silicon countertops, if you're cutting them or using the pesticides, wear a mask and be meticulous with keeping gloves on and vacuuming in the cutting of the silicon. Fish oil supplements decrease your risk of heart disease and stroke as well as dementia. What do you want? You want 900 milligrams a day of DHA omega-3, or if you don't have DHA omega-3, you want 3 6-ounce portions of salmon a week. The Hispanic population is at risk for dementia due to obesity and diabetes and vascular dementia. Same treatments, exercise, don't gain weight. Make sure your food choices are healthy. Get that salmon. Avoid simple sugars and foods with saturated fat. That includes red meat and cheese and egg yolks. And do speed of processing games. And most importantly is actually managing stress. Remember, if you want to cut down on sugar beverages, that's a great thing. Go to tea or coffee or water, and you're doing well. Do go and look at or download our B segment. This week, Dr. Robert Pope of Texas A&M Family Medicine. Last week, Jim Carroll, Ultimate Memory Magic. Next week at 966B will be William Schomburg writing the big book, The Creation of Alcoholics Anonymous, and what that means to our opioid epidemic. Thanks very much for listening. Randall and Justin, thank you for great engineering. And thank you especially, our listeners, for telling your friends about us. That's why we're still spreading and increasing our podcast downloads weekly. Thank you for telling your friends about us. Do rate us weekly. And remember, you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. You get to change which of your genes are on or not. And that's really the message of aging. You get to control your family history because your genes are under your control. The switches for your genes are what you get to control. Thanks again.